6-7.
Welcome to another edition of Crash, Are You Ready?, the fastest growing program on the Genesis Communications Network. This is your host, George Whitehurst Berry. And today we have an exclusive, two very distinguished doctors to discuss the HIV/AIDS issue. Crash, Are You Ready? Is pleased to welcome Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz, DMD, Doctor of Dental Medicine, and MPH, Master of Public Health, and very popular lecturer and public speaker and author of numerous books about emerging viruses and other public health issues. In addition, we are pleased to welcome Dr. Peter Duesberg, world-famous retrovirologist and professor of molecular and cell biology at the University of California in Berkeley. Gentlemen, I want to thank both of you for being on our program.
Great to be here, George. Thank you for the invitation.
All right. Also, if Dr. Boyd Graves were going to call in, I had asked John at GCM to give him priority when we open up the phones for callers, and I understand that Dr. Graves is already on the line with us. So after the initial opening statements, we would like to hear from Dr. Graves. The callers, please, when I open up the phones for callers, please stick to the issues with your questions or comments. Word of this program has very quickly spread by word of mouth, and we appreciate callers with contrasting points of view. However, it has come to my attention that there are those who would attempt to defocus us from the issues of our discussion. For example, I've come across some opinions to the effect that, quote-unquote, Dr. Horowitz is just interested in selling books and products. Everybody who is working is selling goods or services. If I do an interview on mad cow disease, is it logical to say that George sells organic storable food, therefore mad cow disease doesn't exist? On the other hand, I've seen the allegation that Dr. Duesberg is an quote-unquote HIV denier. Now, this is extremely manipulative and very unscientific spin language. The word deny implies refusal to accept a pre-existing fact, so why debate at all? Now, there was a time when almost everybody believed that the sun revolved around the earth. Were Copernicus and Aristarchus before him Ptolemaic deniers? Was the belief that the sun revolved around the earth Ptolemaic affirmation? I believe we should seriously consider what Dr. Horowitz has to say based on the merits of his arguments and on no other criteria. Dr. Duesberg has suffered enormously for stating his point of view, and we should weigh the merits of his position accordingly. So I'd like to ask three questions to start off our discussion, and then I'd like for Dr. Horowitz to respond, and then with the equal amount of time that's left, Dr. Duesberg could also respond. And what I'd like to do is, in the first segment, for the remaining of the first segment, let's hear from Dr. Horowitz, and then when we go to the break and come back, we'll allot an equal amount of time to Dr. Duesberg, and then after that, I'll open up the phones to callers, where we'd like to hear from Dr. Graves and other callers. The questions we want to address are, one, is it possible that any retrovirus can cause human immune deficiency or AIDS? Two, if it exists at all, what are the true origins of the HIV virus? And three, what are the effects of AZT and other HIV AIDS drugs on the human immune system? Dr. Horowitz?
Well, thank you, George. I have a prepared statement that I'd like to read and serve.
Okay.
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, respecting and representing thousands of scientists and physicians worldwide whose voices have been neglected and silenced, as a diplomatic officer for the World Organization for Natural Medicine, as a representative of God, knighted in the Sovereign Orthodox Order of Knights Hospitaller of St. John of Jerusalem, and as a Levitical priest in the bloodlines of Moses and Yeshua the Messiah, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS, as well as in the disinformation that sustains this and related medical genocides. This official indictment condemns you for the mass killing and pharmaceutical enslaving of millions of people to AIDS, infectious cancers, and myriad immune pathologies, resulting from your and your collaborators' manipulations, creations, and disseminations of viruses using genetic modifications and vaccinations you conducted or abetted. You, along with your colleagues, including Dr. Robert Gallo, prostituting virologists and molecular biologists working for the National Cancer Institute and paid by Litton Bionetics, a biological weapons contractor for the United States military, having advanced the special virus cancer program during the late 1960s through the 1970s, are hereby held accountable to the people and to God for these crimes against humanity, resulting in this global tragedy of the pandemic now called AIDS, for other cancers, and many autoimmune illnesses that are now devastating populations. This indictment is served publicly and officially with accompanying evidence of the official contracts, actions taken, and payments made to you, published in the Special Virus Cancer Program reports that have been now made public during several investigations by many independent investigators. This official indictment served as a humanitarian action. Praise to the courts of heaven and earth that you will be punished to the fullest extent of the law, both man's and God's, and condemns you for eternity for the mass slaughter and enslavement of humanity to HIV, AIDS, and these other illnesses.
Okay, is that the end of the statement?
That's the end of my statement.
Okay, with the time remaining, would you care
George,
to comment?
George, could you please repeat the second question for me again? You asked three questions, and
I'll repeat your questions, but I'd like to wait until after the break and give Dr. Horowitz time to respond to these questions.
Yeah.
Okay, the questions were, to start the discussion, number one, is it possible that any retrovirus can cause human immune deficiency or AIDS?
Yeah.
Number two, if it exists at all, what are the true origins of the HIV virus? In other words, did it originate in Africa? Did it originate in a military lab somewhere? Or is this all just a scam to panic the public? And three, what are the effects of AZT and other HIV AIDS drugs on the human immune system? We'll be back after the break with Dr. Peter Duesberg. We'll be right back.
the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Ted Anderson for Midas, May 22, 2008. Gold, 928-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $954.72, $470.20 for half, $235.10 for quarter. That's $954.72, $470.20, and $235.10. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that America is one of the two most talked about nations in the Bible? It's only because we don't know our roots, our origins before we settled North America, that ministers and their flocks cannot identify America in Bible prophecy. That knowledge is essential if we are to understand who Jesus is and why he came into human form. He came to confirm the promises made to the fathers of Israel. But who is Israel? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and who we are, offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call today while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back, and let's do this because we want to stick to the issues that I brought out 1, 2, 3 in the beginning of the program here. Let's go to Dr. Horowitz. And, John, if you will, please be our timer and tell me when we're halfway through this segment so Dr. Duesberg can respond. Dr. Horowitz, the questions were, one, is it possible that any record...
I have the questions, George. All you have to do is look at Dr. Duesberg's publications in the Special Virus Cancer Program and his dialogues with Dr. Gallo at conferences. Retroviruses were definitively known to cause cancers, and he stated that. It's in the scientific literature. There's no question about that. You want to talk about the origin of AIDS? Ask Dr. Duesberg about who was paying him. His contracts from the Special Virus Cancer Program were paid by Litton Bionetics, the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab. They ran the entire National Cancer Institute during this largely funded, mostly secret Special Virus Cancer Program in which they created numerous immune suppressive microbes under synthetic biological agents for germ warfare. They were cited and described in the congressional record. For him to be saying that it has nothing to do with HIV/AIDS, that these viruses are harmless, is a complete disservice. It is a manipulation through propaganda, dissemination, and it simply continues this genocide.
Okay. All right. Now, we want to give both speakers equal time here, but let's address the question here. Number one, is it possible that any retrovirus can cause human immune deficiency or AIDS? Dr. Horowitz, in your opinion, is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think about it? You want to inject viruses into your computer, see what happens to the computer. When you inject it to the human bloodstream, viruses from monkeys infected chickens, various animal species that they used, embryos, chicken embryos, all these things through the vaccinations that they were testing en masse, manipulating, genetically modifying germs en masse. It's in his contracts. All anyone has to do who has any reasonable sense is read his contracts. We've reprinted them. And it's
let's go to the second question. If it exists at all, what are the true origins of the HIV virus? In your opinion, did it actually originate in Africa? Was it invented in a military lab? What is your opinion on the origins of the HIV virus?
There's no doubt that the Litton Bionetics shipped contaminated chimpanzees. The same people that paid Dr. Duesberg and Dr. Gallo had the contract. We've reprinted the contract. They shipped chimpanzees from Africa to New York, and they created this plague via the hepatitis B vaccines. Numerous independent investigators have already stated this and proven this. It is definitive. Okay. We're simply not having the mainstream media attend to it. The scientific community doesn't want to attend to it. And this gross manipulation of the population through propaganda dissemination that Dr. Duesberg and his colleagues who say that...
We want to give Dr. Duesberg some time to respond.
Go ahead. Let him respond to the facts. Go ahead.
Okay. The third question, what are the effects of AZT and other HIV/AIDS drugs on the human immune system?
We are agreed. Dr. Duesberg is out there saying that it's deadly, so am I. We have been saying that for years.
Okay, so there's a point of agreement. All right, now let's go to Dr. Duesberg. Dr. Duesberg, how do you view these questions? One, is it possible that any retrovirus can cause human immune deficiency or AIDS?
You see,
Dr. Duesberg?
Yeah, okay. The answer is, from a scientific point of view, the ones that are known to date could not do it. You know, I'm not a prophet. I cannot say there wouldn't be sometimes somewhere some virus that could do it. But the known ones, the available retroviruses that are known today could not cause anything like AIDS. They would either cause in rare circumstances, perhaps a transient effect on immunity like a flu or a measles, and that would now be lasting for a week or two, and then the immune system would either neutralize it and resolve it and end it, or else, if it were really such, if such a virus existed, the person or the animal would die. That's the natural course of a viral infection. It's fast, it's a biological chain reaction, and it's ended, it's self-limiting by natural immunity. So such a virus has not been found, and I say it's not even very likely that something like that would be found on basis of what we know about retroviruses today.
What does the AIDS test actually test for? Does it test for the retrovirus itself, or does it test for the so-called antibodies to the retrovirus? How does the AIDS test work in
The most commonly used test is what you said last. It looks for antibodies against the virus. And that is by no
now,
means...
We want to cover all the ground here, and we've got limited time. Let's go to the second question, Dr. Duesberg. If it exists at all, what are the true origins of the HIV virus?
Well, what are the origins of life and origins of other species? Retroviruses have been found in all animals, in all mammals, so they may well be as old as humans and mammals are.
All right. Now, so this brings us to the third question. We have a lot of things in the environment like toxins in our food, phosphoric acid in sodas, and mercury in our dental fillings, and on and pollution, and on and on and on. So this brings us to the third question. With all these other factors, with the length of time between the so-called infection and then the death of the patient, can we attribute that death to the so-called retrovirus, or might it be caused by other factors? This is our third question. What are the effects of AZT and other HIV/AIDS drugs on the human immune system?
Now, you did ask two questions. Can we attribute it to which one you want me to answer first?
Well, we have toxic drugs that are being administered both to AIDS patients, and then we have other factors like to what do you attribute the deaths? In other words, if the HIV virus is not the cause of the death, what else could it possibly be? We'll take that third question up when we return from the break.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
1-800-529 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731. Or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're back with Dr. Peter Duesberg and Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And Dr. Duesberg, as we were going into the break, we were addressing the third question, which is a point of agreement between you and Dr. Horowitz. Both of you agree, I think, that AZT and other HIV/AIDS drugs can be extremely toxic to the human immune system and potentially cause human immune deficiency. So I expanded that question to Dr. Duesberg. If the alleged retrovirus is not the cause of the patient's death 10, 15, or 20 years after the alleged infection date, then could it be the toxins in the environment, the mercury in our teeth, the mercury in vaccines, et cetera, that break down the human immune system rather than the alleged retrovirus? Dr. Duesberg?
It's very, very in fact, that is probably inevitable. The AZT and the mainstay of the antiviral drugs prescribed to AIDS patients and then unfortunately to people who don't even have AIDS, only antibodies against the virus. It's about 500,000 in this country prescribed these drugs. These drugs were designed as to kill human cells. And that's not a side effect. That's the only purpose they were designed for originally, for chemotherapy of cancer. And they are what's called in the business DNA chain terminators. They terminate the DNA, the central molecule of life, as it is made in cells, and as that, if it's terminated, the cell is terminated and dies. And that is the rationale of cancer chemotherapy, where you can't have a better, where you count on these drugs killing the cancer before they kill the patient. That is essentially the strategy. It's rational. It's not pretty, but it works occasionally, and in most cases, it at least slows the cancer down. But here we are prescribing it to somebody who is supposedly infected by a virus that isn't doing nothing, is not making any DNA. It's long neutralized by antibody. And the only remaining effect will be a gradual degradation of the immune system, the heart, the liver, the kidney. In fact, as the New England Journal of Medicine just published a year ago, over 50% of American and European AIDS patients treated with anti-HIV drugs now die from liver, heart, and kidney diseases, which are typical drug diseases. And none of these major causes of death of over half of American and European AIDS patients has ever been attributed to HIV. HIV is supposed to cause pneumonia and immune deficiency, but not heart, liver, and kidney diseases, from which American and European AIDS patients now die. That is clearly the consequence of the antiviral drugs and often also recreational drugs, which many of them like to have taken before they came into the AIDS spectrum.
Okay. So the drugs themselves could be causing the very thing they're supposed to be curing. I'd like to open up the remainder of the program for callers. The number to call is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And the first call I'd like to take is that of Dr. Boyd Graves, who's very patiently been waiting on the line. Dr. Graves, are you with us? Dr. Graves? John, is Dr.
Yes.
Graves still on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. All right, sir. Well, it's an honor to have you on the program, and please give us your input on the discussion at hand.
And thank you, okay. Dr. Horowitz, for identifying the bullseye of probably perhaps the most serious human calamity in the history of the world. If there was a federal virus development program that preceded HIV and AIDS, that program should be reviewed, and it should be unequivocally reviewed. Here we have the U.S. Special Virus Program from 1962 to 1978. There are 15 progress reports of this federal program, and Dr. Duesberg, you are one of the scientists who are in the U.S. Special Virus Program. You have a vested interest in identifying this position that HIV does not cause AIDS, only to distort us away from the truth that you were one of the developers of HIV and AIDS. And in this regard, I'm going to ask one question, and then I'd like to hear the response. According to the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, which Dr. Duesberg has published in on several occasions, it is the Icelandic sheep disease VISNA, V-I-S-N-A, that is at the etiological agency of HIV and AIDS. So the question for Dr. Duesberg, when did the VISNA disease cross species into the human genome?
Okay, Dr. Duesberg, would you care to respond to that, please?
I'm not aware that the VISNA disease crossed into the human species.
Yes, sir.
Let him answer.
As far as I know, the VISNA virus or the VISNA disease is a sheep disease that occurred in Iceland and has never occurred since. And
yes, sir.
It was attributed to a retrovirus in the 1930s or 40s. But it's now extinct and nothing came out of it since then.
Yes, sir. Well, according to the proceedings of the United States National Academy of Science.
Proceedings of the United States? What's that?
The SPROCNAS. Proceedings of the United States of America, National Academy of Sciences, volume number...
There's no United States in there, but anyway, if we talk about the same journal.
Yes, sir.
Proceedings
Procnast.
Of the American Academy of Sciences, not the United States.
Well, the official title, sir, is the Proceedings of the United States of America, National Academy of Sciences. However, it's been reduced down to PROCNAS, which you have published in on many, many occasions. I would be happy to provide you the citations that show the etiological agent of HIV is the sheep, the Icelandic sheep, not any monkey. that indeed the vicinal
sequences... Wait a minute. Who has published that? I haven't published that ever.
You have published, sir, in the Proceedings of the National Academy.
I have
Academy
published in the journal, but so did thousands of others. But I have not published that Vizsna has...
I'm sorry. Dr. Graves, while you're on the line with us, would you care to address these basic questions here, specifically one and two? Is it possible that any retrovirus can cause human immune deficiency? Obviously, you believe that it is. Number two, if it exists at all, what are the true origins of the HIV virus? Now, you're saying if... You're saying it came from a sheep and not from a monkey, correct?
We're saying that any review of the U.S. Special Virus Cancer Program will solve and end HIV and AIDS. On page 105 of this federal program, they isolate a human retrovirus as is listed in this federal program. The electron microscope...
Excuse me, Dr. Duesberg, could you please be quiet while Dr. Graves is speaking?
Wait a minute. This is my show. I'm the moderator here, and I'd like everybody to be quiet for just 1 minute.
Well, I'm being distracted.
Graves,
I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Dr. Graves, let's finish with you, and then we'll let Dr. Duesberg respond. You believe that Vizsna is a the origins of the retrovirus were in Icelandic sheep, correct?
That is according to the United States, sir, and I can read.
No, I was asking what. I understand that.
It is
what
the proceedings
is your,
of the National Academy of Sciences.
What is your personal view about the origins of the AIDS retrovirus?
Well, certainly. If there was a federal virus development program that preceded HIV and AIDS, we should all hold our breath and review this federal program. The 15 progress reports of the special virus program will solve and end HIV and AIDS in every way.
Okay, we'll go. I'll be back after the break, and Dr. Duesberg will respond to the argument.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Back, Dr. Duesberg, we have three different theories now on the origins of the HIV virus. One, it came from monkeys in Africa. Two, it came from Icelandic sheep. And three, it was the product of a military lab. What, in your opinion, are the origins of the HIV virus, if it exists at all?
Excuse me, George, that's not what Dr. Graves
the question was, what are the origins of the HIV virus, in your opinion? Now, Dr. Duesberg, would you care to respond your opinion for the origins of the HIV virus?
Say, like all other retroviruses that we have found in animals, this HIV has the same structure, the same composition, the same replication mechanism, everything. So it's likely to have originated whenever they have originated and we have originated, that is millions of years ago. You find traces of retrovirus infections in the human genome that are dated back to, God knows, millions of years back. So whenever it evolved, it must have been a long time ago. It's nothing new. It's not different from any other retroviruses that we found, including in sheep and in chicken and in mice and in cats and in dogs and in monkeys. So,
all right. Now, again, the number for callers is 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Horowitz, you were going to comment on the Vizsla sheep theory.
Yes, I believe Boyd Graves' point is that sheep Vizsla was among the numerous RNA as well as DNA recombinant viruses that were produced during the special virus cancer program. And I really want to point out what is going on here. This is a Hegelian dialectic program. George, I understand you'd like to solve the crisis of HIV AIDS through education and programs such as this. But actually,
what I
want to
do is bring out the different points. What I want to do is I want to bring out the different points of view so the listeners can make up their own minds.
I understand.
Can I just finish, please? Yes, go ahead.
This is the Hegelian dialectic. When you present, like, say, Gallo's thesis that HIV causes AIDS, which it doesn't, mycoplasma is the cause of the symptoms of AIDS. It's been well proven and documented. So this is a distraction and a deception. For Dr. Duesberg to claim that these viruses came from God and evolved in nature and they have nothing to do with HIV/AIDS is part of what's called the antithesis to Dr. Gallo's thesis, causing simply mass confusion. People do not know what's going on, and so this disease, this illness, continues. Dr. Graves' point is, if we simply looked at the fact that this doctor is lying, I have right here in front of me his contracts. Here's what he said. Excuse me.
Are you talking about Dr. Duesberg?
I'm talking about Dr. Duesberg's lying. And I have right here in front of me evidence of that in his dialogue with Dr. Gallo. Now, this goes back to the early 1970s, where Gallo says, we have now demonstrated that the reverse transcriptase in human leukemic cells and the viral-related nucleic acid is related to the development of cancers. And Duesberg says, that's absolutely right. That's a quote. That's absolutely
now, what
right.
What is the date of that?
This goes back to 1973 during a conference that he attended with Dr. Gallo. And I have, in the book Emerging Viruses, I have his contracts where Dr. Duesberg is shown. Here's the significance of what he was paid to do. These studies by Dr. Duesberg may provide important insight into the mechanism by which RNA tumor viruses bring about malignant transformation. End quote. So it's no question that he was engaged in this kind of literally genocidal manipulation of the genetics in viruses that got into the human bloodstream.
All right. I'd like to give Dr. Duesberg some time to respond. This is something from all the way back in 1973, so is it possible people can change their opinions in more than 30
years? Excuse me, not in science. It's documented scientific knowledge.
Okay, let's give Dr. Duesberg time to respond here. Dr. Duesberg, how do you respond to those allegations?
Now, it would be good if we selected out one or two of them. There were too many now to civically respond to. I mean, could you ask Dr. Hurwitz which one specifically I should respond to now?
Yeah, well, how about this statement here? This is your statement, Dr. Duesberg. I'm going to read your statement. I think that there is little doubt that Rous SV, which is mouse sarcoma virus, or AMV, bird virus, can be the cause of cancer. End
okay,
quote.
You're talking to Gallo there
in 1973. That's what you told Dr. Robert Gallo before a scientific conference.
Dr. Duesberg, we're running out of time here. Dr. Duesberg, is that a statement that you made, number two, since it was back in 1973? Have you changed your opinions in more than 30 years since that time? And we also have a caller from Texas. Go ahead, Dr. Duesberg.
Should I speak or not? Yeah. No. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm only saying that the Peyton Rous got the Nobel Prize for the virus that he discovered and that caused chicken tumors in 1966. So if I said that in 1976, 10 years after Rous got the Nobel Prize for it, big deal. I didn't say anything original or anything that could possibly attribute it to me.
I'm sorry, Dr. Duesberg. Let's go to we're running short on time. I would like to invite all of you back for another program because we have a lot more ground to cover, it looks like. We have a caller in Texas. Please go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, George. My name's Carly.
Yes.
I want to welcome all of your guests. I'm familiar with all three of these gentlemen. You've done excellent work in your own rights, Dr. Horowitz. Awesome statement. but Dr. Duesberg, for what you have accomplished or done in the past, it's good to see that we don't call you a denier, we call you a dissenter, and you need to keep doing what you're doing. But my question is, I have two questions. Number one, if these HIV and AIDS drugs, like AZT and all the protease inhibitors and whatnot, if they supposedly would work, which I'm obviously not a believer in, how do you think it's viable for the people of Africa to take these medicines or drugs when they don't have clean water to take these drugs with? And how are they supposed to offset all these side effects from these drugs? How do you think, and you, with the World Health Organization, how do you think it's viable if these poor, impoverished people are going to remain compliant and take these drugs day in and day out and put up with the side effects when they're living in such poor conditions? I say okay. It's a money trail. Follow the money trail. The second thing I want to say, George, real quickly, is I was diagnosed, quote, unquote, with this virus 18 years ago. I was put on a regimen of AZT, protease inhibitors, retroviruses for 12 years, living with the side effects. As of this month, I am off these killer drugs. I am supplementing my immune system. I am going to live long and healthy without these killers. And there's many of us out there, and the word is spreading. HIV and AIDS does not kill. It's a virus myth. They're killing with the drugs.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. And all of our protagonists today on the program are cordially invited back because we had so much ground to cover and so little time. Thank you, Dr. Horowitz. Thank you, Dr. Duesberg. And thank you, Dr. Graves.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fact.